This is Gemara Bamitzia Daf Mem. And we're holding on Mem Amud Aleph. And we ran a little bit too fast. I hope it wasn't that fast. As it was a conversation, Rav Chista, Rav Ami, on the top of Mem Amud Aleph. And therefore, we went all the way to the Mishnah in the previous year. And we pick it up from the Mishnah, a Mem Amud Aleph, a new sugya. The sugya that we need to just have one dot in mind is that, of course, when we deal with a world of, we'll call it markets, sales, produce and farmers, the value of an item could increase, decrease over time, and therefore, we'll see how that plays out. So let's begin the Mishnah, Mem Amud Aleph. Hamavkid peiros etzel chaveiro. So in deposit, peiros fruit, etzel chaveiro by his friend. Hareze yoitzi loi, excuse me. Hareze yoitzi loi chesroinais. He could deduct the chesroinais, the depletion expected before return it. So this is what we're referring to, that there's items that change in value. Just look at Rashi to start the stage. Says Rashi, Areze yoitzi loi chesroinais. Kishayachzerim loi. When you return the fruit to the owner, Yibchais, you could detract kamim regilin lachzar, the amount that is normal to subtract. And Rashi sort of anticipates a difficulty and therefore tells us what's going on over here is b'gemar mukila b'she'irvan impi raisav. You mix them with your own fruit, so we can start to conjure up and realize why we now need to worry about depreciation. Because if you give me a basket full of fruit and it sat in the corner, now I give it back to you. Why do I care what the normal value to depreciate, etc. is? Again, the Gemara will elaborate upon that. Says the Mishnah, continuing with other types of items and their expected depreciation. Lechitim ula oireis, for wheat, ula oireis, for rice, for millet. Tisha chatzi kabin lekor, you subtract 9 half kabin per kor. Lis oirein ula daichen, for barley and for daichen. Tisha kabin lekor. Lekosmin, which is spelt, ula zarapishtan, flaxseed, sholish saw in lekor. Ha'akol lefi amida v'akol lefi yazman. And again, the klal is more important to us because we're not necessarily farmers and we don't necessarily understand what does it mean, 9 chatzikav per this and per that. But what we could understand is akol lefi amida, akol lefi yazman, that you have to take into consideration the norm of depreciation that an item goes through. Continues the Mishnah, second opinion. Why do the mice care how much of this produce you have? But the mice eat the produce. Whether you have a lot or whether you have a little bit. Ella therefore says, Rav Yechlam Benuri, we do not deduct the depreciations. Ella. L'kor echad bilvad, for one kor, because that is the normal amount that the mice eat. More than that is irrelevant, says Rav Yechon ben Nuri. You might have a lot of produce, but you only subtract per one kor. Rav Yehuda Imer, a third opinion. Emaisa mida meruba, einai maitzelech esroinais. If it is a large mida, then you do not subtract the deductions, depreciations, mimnei shemay siriyais, because there's also the inflation. There's also the amount that the fruit increases over time, says Rav Yehuda, that offsets off the loss. And we'll see this has to do with the fact that different seasons, fruits expand, etc., etc., etc. Says the Gemara, oirez tuva chasar, says the Gemara, Oirez, in reality, subtracts a lot more than the Mishnah said. Amar Abar Chanam Rav Yechlan Ba'oirez Kol of Shanim. We're talking about peeled oirez. L'kospin l'zera pishtan gimel son l'kor. Amar Rav Yechlan Rav Chia zera pishtan. When we talk about these flax, these big vulin shanu, we're talking about in its husks. Tanam Yehachi l'kospin l'zera pishtan big vulin. L'zera oirez she'inai kol of shlish asayin l'kor. Again, different amounts for different items, different produce. And we continue the two dots. Akolafi Amida, as we mentioned, this is the klal, says the Gemara Tana, Kain, Lachol, Kor, Lakor, Lachain, Lachol, Shana, Lashana, says the Braisa, you deduct the same amount for each and every kor, for each and every year. Akolafi Amida, Akolafi Azman. Now we continue with opinion number two in the Mishnah, which was Rav Yechon ben Uri, 10 lines from the wide lines, in which Rav Yechon ben Uri taught us that mice don't care how much produce you have, you only subtract per one kor. Says the Gemara Tani, we learned in our Braisa, Amru Lai, Rav Yechonon, Harbe Oiv Dois Mehen. They said to Rav Yechonon, Harbe, much Oiv Dois is lost, Mehen, meaning it spoils. Rav Yechon ben Uri, you're saying the mice don't care. Rav Yechon ben Uri, what about the fact that stam over time the fruit spoils? Furthermore, say the Chachamim, harbi mispazrais mehem. What about the fact that it gets scattered by the wind, by the rains, and therefore says the Chachamim, that's what we have to take more into consideration than one kor. Continues the Gemara, Tana we learned in a Braisa. And now this Bryce is going to bring up the detail that Rashi taught us. The din of the Mishnah that you deduct is only if you mix it with your produce. But if you put the produce in a corner, then, as we explained, take it back. It's sitting there. Whatever is there is yours. And we don't have to deduct anything. Says the Gemara, 1 second, what's the difference? Let him see how much of his own did he have, and thereby take that away, and then give back this guy's. What's the difference? Says the Gemara, we're talking about in a case where he used them, therefore it's impossible to know how much was his, how much was the other guy. So says the Gemara, wait. Let's see, kama is topic. Says the Gemara, Delo Yada, he does not know how much he's tapek. Therefore, there's no way to calculate each person's portion. And the only way to do it is to deduct the normal amount from that which the Shomer received originally. We continue with the third opinion of the Mishnah, which was Rav Yehuda. Two lines on the wide lines teaches Rav Yehuda Ma'isa. Rav Yehuda taught us in the Mishnah. You also, says Rav Yehuda, if it was a mita meruba, then you don't subtract. Says the Gemara, firstly, kama mita meruba. How much is that? Mita meruba, large. How much is large? Amar Rabbi Rav Chana, Amar Rav Yechon, Asara, Kurin. 10 kur. Tanami Hachi, learned in a Braisa, mita meruba is what? Asara, Kurin, says the Gemara, corroborating the opinion of Rav Yehuda. 10 kur. Continues the Gemara. Tanaka may dear Rav Yechon Nachman on the second white line made the room shabi did let me take garnoi. When you measured from his own granary, the hechzer let me take garnoi, and he garnoi and you returned to him from the same amount. So our weights are equivalent. Aval, however, says the Gemara, mod let me take garnoi, hechzer let me take beisoi. If you returned, if the shomer returns from his house, then eno yitzli chesroi nois. Then he does not subtract anything. Why? Because it produces. Says the Gemara, a different nuance. When you measure from your house, use a different measuring metric. And therefore, what happens is that which is lost is gained back based on the larger measurement that you're going to use when it comes to the house. Therefore, you don't deduct anything. Amar Le says, this sounds absolutely ridiculous. We're talking about a ridiculous person. I give to you with a large measurement. I take back with a small measurement. Why would anyone agree to that? The owner gives 5 pounds and he takes back measured on, I don't know, pounds, but on liters. And all of a sudden he loses produce, but it equals it out. Says the Rav Nachman, that's absolutely ludicrous. So says the Gemara, no, you know what it means? My serious, we must say, Gairen Kahamrit. Talking about the season of the granary, not the measurements, but rather the seasons. And explains the Gemara. But man, Tavar Mamun, Shabbat, love you, my son, Gairen, Vichs, love you, my son, Gairen. If You do Shimer took the Bikadin and you returned it in the same season, then yes, then you have to subtract. Aval, and here's the Chiddush of Rav Yehuda. And this is when we say, Mimnei Shemai Sirius. This is when we say that they equal each other out. Aval Madan Lai Maisai Gairin, this will be Maisai Gishamim. You returned it during a different season. Then, Eina Yotze Lechasara in Mimnei Shemai Sirius. Because in the raining season, excuse me, things expand and therefore it takes into consideration that which is lost. Amnei Rabbah Labayim Kain. Says Rabbah, wait, if it expands, guess what? Lipakakada, the barrel should break. It says the Gemara, guess what? Number one, Haviuda Potikada, yeah, the barrel broke. Because of the pressure, therefore, the barrel doesn't break. But the Gemara says that is Rav Yehuda's opinion. That's when it equals each other out, is when you return it in a different season. We continue with the Mishnah on the bottom of Mem Amud Aleph. With regard to wine, we subtract Ashtosa 6. Rav Yehuda Imer Chaimish HaFif. And 3 lug of oil. Lemeya per 100 lug. Excuse me, per 100. Lugumechsa shmarim, a lug and a half of sediment. Lugumechsa bala. 1.5 gets absorbed into the container. That's the 3 lug of oil per 100. Emaya shaman mezukak. But if it's refined and pure oil in the yaitzele shmarim, then you do not subtract to the shmarim because there is no sediment. If they're older jugs, we don't subtract for absorption because they're already fully saturated and they cannot absorb anymore. Even if you sell pure oil to your friend, you also accept a lug and a half of sediment per 100. For a similar detail, that is the normal amount of sediment that is put inside 100 lugs. Says the Gemara, we had a machlekes in the first part of the Mishnah, whether it's a shtos liayin or whether it's a chaimish liayin. Says the Gemara of Leib Ligi, guess what? There's really no machlekes in Rav Yehuda and Tanan Kama. How is that true? Explains the Gemara, because marki asrei umarki asrei, basrei demar. In the place of the Tanan Kama, Chafu Bikira, they coated the barrels with wax, Vlomayit Tvei, therefore it didn't absorb so much, you only have to subtract the 6 for absorption. Brasa Demar Chafu Bikofra, they line it with pitch, Umayit Tvei, and therefore it absorbs more. Ibai Sema second Eretz, Misham Gargishta. That the difference is different types of clay. Ha Maitzi Tvei. This type of clay by Rav Yehuda absorbs a lot. Vala Maitzi Tvei. But there's really no machloikas at all. Says Gemara, story about Rav Yehuda Ramu. Arabayim Vitamne Kuzi Bidana. They poured 48 kuz into a barrel. Azal Dana Bishita Zuza. And they sold a barrel for 6 zuz. So 48 kuz of wine are in a barrel. And a barrel with 6 zuz. Paras Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda bought these barrels, 6 zuz a piece, and then shita bezuza, and then he sold it for 6 zuz per 6 kuz per zuz. So says the Gemara, let's figure out as we turn over to Mem Amid Beis, let's figure out what were the profits of Rav Yehuda after buying the barrels at obviously a cheaper price and then selling them per kuz. Dal tiltin vishita bishita. Says the Gemara, firstly subtract 36 from 48. Why? Because that's what would be for 6 kuz. Partially tresar. We're left with 12. Dal tamne. And that would be the profit. But dal tamne shetuti. But says the Gemara, subtract 8, which is a 6, like Rav Yehuda taught in the Mishnah. Bashilu arba. And that's how much he made. Says Gemara, 1 second. Vamar Shmuel. But Shmuel taught us, Amishtaga Yisrael Shtos. You now let it gain more than a 6, but a 6 is allowed. So why did Rav Yehuda only gain a 12th? Says the Gemara, Golfiushmara. There's the barrel, there's the sediment that he kept. So Rav Yehuda did gain a little bit more that wasn't part of the calculation. Yachin officially tvimishto, says the Gemara. Wait, then he made more than a 6th. Says Marno, he ketircha deme barzinaisa. There's the labor that he had to do to tap the barrel properly. And therefore, Rav Yehuda made the appropriate amount. We continue quoting the Mishnah, 6 lines down, Memun Beis, moving over to oil. That if Hashem and Mizukak said the Mishnah, Inu Yoitz L'Shemarim, then we do not subtract the amount for the Shemarim. Says the Gemara, well, 1 second. But what about the amount that's absorbed? They have Shadloi Bala. Amram Nacham B'Mizufafin Shanu. We're talking about barrels that are lined with pitch. Abay Omar. I feel it in Shalom B'Mizufafin Kima De'Toyin Toyin. But again, we're talking about a jug that once it's used, it's saturated, it doesn't absorb any further. We continue quoting the Mishnah. 10 lines down, Rav Yehuda Omer, Af HaMoicher Hashem Mezukah L'Chaveiro Kol Yemoisach Shana. It says, Rav Yehuda, you always accept, and what? Or is it Mekabel L'Vuch Mechza, Shmarim L'Meya, you accept a look and a half per 100. Omer Rabbi, he says, Abaye Kishetim Salo Omer, L'Divrei Rav Yehuda Motel Arev Shmarim. When we said that according to Rav Yehuda, you're allowed to add in the sediment back into the barrel, L'divrei Chachamim, Asur L'Arev Shemen, explains the Gemara. L'divrei Rav Yehuda Motel Arev Shmarim, Ainu Taimu D'Mekabel, that's why the buyer accepts upon himself an extra 1.5. Why? Because it's normal to have the Shmarim, D'Amr Le'i Balalev, Ibai L'Arvui L'Cha, Miloi Arvi L'Cha. If I wanted to mix up the barrel, thereby allowing the sediment to come up, I would have been able to. So Hashanami Kabel. So right now, even though the oil is pure, let me pour in the sediment. Says more away, let the buyer say, yeah, harvest lay, have him is davenly. If you would have mixed it in, then I would have been able to sell it, meaning it's all mixed together. Bahashta, my ovelay, what should I do with sediment? Lichudei. That's all by itself. Loy is davenly. I can't sell it on its own. Explains the Gemara, you're right. But Rabbi's askina and denichalei pitzila, who would prefer the pure oil as he doesn't really plan to resell it. And that's the reason why you're allowed to mix in sediment that's what you're allowed to give him the sediment when you sell it to him. Says the Gemara, 1 second, let the buyer say, since you didn't mix it in, it's called you're being Meichel. Says the Gemara, so and sells the yoke, he does not sell the ox. Look at the value. Kate said, you do, everyone knows. Shayna Tzemeh, that a yoke does not cause Masayim Zos. Therefore, you get them both together. The money is not a raya, but according to Rav Yehuda, we see that there is this implied Mechila. Says Gemara, L'divrei Chachamim, Asur L'Arvev Shemarim. You're not allowed to mix in this sediment. Find a time with L'Mekabel, and that's the reason why the buyer does not have to accept it. Amar Leh, the buyer can say, if you would have wanted to mix it in, you would not have been able to. So if I don't have to accept the sentiment by itself, Ashanami Loi, Mekabilno. So that's the machlekes of Yudan Rechachamim, whether you let him mix in the sentiment or not. Says the Gemara, 1 second. Amar Leh, Rabbah Balabaye. 15 lines from the white lines on Mem Amid Beis. Adorable. According to the Chachamim, Mutar L'Arviv Shemarim. Behind Utaimon, that's the reason. D'Lo Mekabel. Darmalei, Medlo Arvis Li, Yachul Achilis Li. Ah, says the Gemara, wait! Since you couldn't mix it and you didn't, that means you're a Meichel. Whereas the Divrei Rav Yehuda, Asur L'Arviv Shemar, Behind Utaimon, the Mekabel, Darmalei, Boy L'Arvi, Lo Shari Li, L'Arvu L'Cha, Kabuli, Lo Mekabelis. So says the Gemara, Zvain V'Savrin, Tagra Ikri, go buy and sell and be called a merchant. You cannot let it do that. So says the Gemara, our Papa disagrees, and Rav Papa learns the Machlekes Abaye, and Abaye, the Machlekes, the Chacham and Rav Yehuda, in the reverse. Tana, we quote a Braisa. Says the Braisa, first cousin to our discussion right now, Echlekech Vechera Mafkid Lipekotim. Whether one is a purchaser or whether one is a depositor with regard to the pekotim, which is the scum on the bottom of the barrel, as the Gemara now says, my pekotim, what exactly does that mean? If it means just like when you buy something, you don't want the scum on the bottom, so too the mafkid as well. So too the mafkid as well. Filet malay, but says Gemara, how could that be? The Shimer could say, Paktach my avidlcha. What should I do with your scum? What is the scum? The scum is from the oil you gave me, so take it back with oil. Meaning, if you're going to tell me that when the Shemir returns to the Mafkid, he's not going to give him back the scum, why not? This garbage on the bottom says the Shemir, what? You gave it to me, so I'm returning it to you. I'm just a Shemir. Ella says, the Gemara Kechid, the Mafkid Mekabal, caught him the opposite. Just like when the Shemir returns and he returns back the scum of the bottom, Lekech Nami is Mekabal, caught him. Says what? Really? You mean makabel lokech b'katim v'atani Rav Yehuda Imer lo amru shem an akur ella meicher b'lvach or lokech makabel of lov v'mechsa shmarim? That's only when it comes to oil. That's when we say you have to accept the shem an akur, this dirty oil shmarim b'lay b'katim. Excuse me, but lugu mechsa shmarim b'lay b'katim. Says Marloi, Kash on the first white line. Hav diavle zuzi b'tishrei v'koshakalim b'nisan. Kimida de tishrei avle zuzi b'nisan v'koshakalim b'nisan. Kimida de nisan says the Gemara depends on the time of year that this deal went down. When someone bought oil in Tishrei, which is right after the olives are harvested, therefore they're still cloudy. V'koshakalim b'nisan, but he only took the oil much later, 6 months later in Nisan, with the Midah back of Tishrei. So usually in Tishrei, there is some of that cloudiness, some of that scum in the bottom of the oil. That's where Yudah says, Lokech has to accept it. Whereas the second price is talking about the opposite, where you paid in Nisan, where the oil is pure, and then you took it in Nisan. So therefore you take Midah in Nisan, you know how to put in the scum. We'll pick it up for the Mishnah the next year. B'siyata Dishmaya.